Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our next guest is with Spruce Root to talk about Path to Prosperity, a program that supports sustainable businesses in Southeast Alaska. Ashley Snooks, program manager. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Scott. It's great to be here today.
It's nice to have you here. Should we start with Spruce Root and work down from there?
Absolutely.
All right.
So Spruce Root is a local nonprofit, and we do three things. We provide free business coaching for any Southeast Alaskan entrepreneur or small business owner that's looking to start or grow a business. We have a loan fund.
I'll just stop there for a second. Free business coaching. Right now, somebody's listening. They want to grow a business. They can come find you.
Yep.
And get counseling for free.
Absolutely. I recommend heading on to our website. We've got a button in the upper right-hand corner that says Grow With Us. Fill out a few little details, and then one of our business coaches will be in touch.
And Spruce Root, are you your own nonprofit organization?
We are, yes. We were started 6 years ago by Sea Alaska as part of Ha'ani, and a couple of years back, we became an independent nonprofit organization.
Okay. So business counseling, small business counseling. Well,
yes.
What's next?
After that, we also are a community development financial institution, which means that we have a loan fund and we're able to provide small business loans for small businesses in Southeast Alaska. We typically work with businesses that for one reason or another aren't eligible for a traditional bank loan. And it's great because we get to spend a lot of time with our small business owners learning what it is that they're hoping to do and making sure that it's a sustainable business. And from there, we're often able to provide a loan.
And what's an example of a business? You sort of said not traditional,
yeah,
you know, loan-friendly businesses. What's an example of one?
You know, if you're starting a business, a lot of banks are looking for maybe 2 years of history running a business. And for a lot of businesses starting out, they might not have that. Some might be looking for a specific credit score, and we also don't have a specific one or a specific amount of collateral. Those are all things that we can be flexible on as a community development financial institution.
Okay. And then Path to Prosperity is among your programs. Is that right?
It is.
All right.
So Path to Prosperity is our sustainable business development competition. And from April to May each year, this is our seventh year, we open our doors for applications. And applications are 6 easy questions. Submit those on our website, and you have a chance to be selected as one of 12 finalists. Our 12 finalists will be brought here to Juneau for an all-expense-paid trip, and they take part in our award-winning business boot camp. Business boot camp is 3 days at the end of September, and it's just a phenomenal experience working with a network of entrepreneurs and working with mentors and experts to help build out your business. From there, you go on to work on your business plans for a chance to receive one of 2 $25,000 awards to build and grow your business.
Okay. So the deadline is May 31st, right? So people have about 2 weeks to answer these 6 questions.
That is correct.
And then you said one of 12 finalists will get to come here to Juneau. Is that how? Tell me more about that.
Yes. So our program supports 12 finalists coming here to Juneau to participate in our business boot camp.
Okay. Who are some examples of winners in the past?
Great question, Scott. Here in Juneau, we have Copa Ice Cream. Mark was part of our program a few years ago. Barnacle Seafoods, which provides kelp salsa. Other winners include Mud Bay Lumber Company from Haines, Juneau Composts. We also have Fairweather Ski Works, Raven Guitars. There's been quite a few over the years.
Wow. I was trying to sort of put a theme under those, but it's all over the place.
All over. Port Chilkoot Distillery is another one. So everything from guitars to a distillery to kelp salsa making, we open the doors to all types of businesses. And it's awesome to see these great ideas that people have.
And I've seen the word sustainable a few times in your description. What in your mind or the organization's mind makes a business sustainable?
Great question. And that's actually something that changes for every business that we work with. When we think about sustainability, we think about 3 things: profit, people, and planet. So obviously for businesses to be sustainable, they have to be making some type of revenue. But other things that are also important are the impact that the business has on the environment. I think that everyone here in Southeast Alaska can recognize the abundance of natural resources that we have here, and therefore the mindfulness that we need to have as we think about our impact on the environment. For a coffee shop owner, that might mean limiting the amount of waste that they produce in terms of, you know, styrofoam boxes and plastic forks and spoons. So they might be able to switch to environmentally friendly options or limit the amount of leftovers that are, you know, going into the garbage and instead handing them out to other individuals in need. We also see programs like Juno Compost. They measure the amount of waste that they divert from the landfill every year. So that environmental piece changes for every business. And then the last piece is the people. All of our businesses have some kind of impact on the people. And businesses that are thoughtful about that are highly encouraged to our program to apply. That might mean thinking about the training or the jobs that you provide to your business to individuals here. It also might mean thinking about other ways that you can interact with the community. Maybe it's in the schools or other types of programs.
All right. So these applications are available at spruceroot.org. Is that right? And they're due May 31st. For some potential business owners or entrepreneurs who are listening right now, what might be a few pro tips for answering those six questions? What are things that you sort of answered this a little bit already, but what are things that impress you?
I think most of all is a thoughtful application, just taking a little time to fill out each of the questions thoroughly. Yeah, I would say that it is a somewhat competitive competition. And so, you know, just jotting down one sentence for each of the questions, it's not thorough enough to really give these judges an idea of all of the things that's typically in an entrepreneur's head about what they want to do with their business. So taking time on each of the questions. My biggest pro tip would be to contact me before you submit your application. I will actually review each of the applicants and give them feedback about what it is that the judges are likely looking for.
So oh, wow.
Reach
That's
out.
A big one.
It is. It is. And it's just a great opportunity to get some feedback on your business idea as well.
Yeah, I bet. And they can get, yeah, like you said, some counseling while they're at it, right?
Absolutely. If anybody has an application that they've started working on, they're welcome to submit that to Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, at spruceroot.org. That's my email address, and I'm happy to give feedback. Or they can send it in to grow@spruceroot.org.
All right. This sounds very interesting. May 31st is the deadline. Seventh year, right?
That is correct.
This is the seventh year of the Path to Prosperity. What else is going on with SpruceRoot? Anything else that you'd like to share, Ashley?
I think that's all.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on the show. SpruceRoot.org for all this information, how to potentially get some money, counseling for your new business. Ashley, thank you so much for
thank
everything.
Thank you so much, Scott. Mm-hmm.